This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713. Regarding James, middle initial E, Bailey, be like boy, I-L-E-Y, date of birth 10/29/1957. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Bailey with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, history of right renal carcinoma with a partial right nephrectomy. His last visit was 1 year ago. He did develop severe diarrhea that started on Sunday, the 17th of this month, and it continued, including vomiting, for 4 days. It did not resolve until Wednesday, the 21st. He had several lab studies done. Initially, the one on September 18th, the creatinine was elevated at 1.39, and then on 9/20/23, creatinine was as high as 2.84. He received 1 liter of normal saline that day. Then 9/21/23, creatinine was improved at 1.82, and he received 1.5 liters of normal saline IV. Then 9/22, Friday, creatinine was down to 1.45. The diarrhea has completely resolved, and he's feeling much better at this point. No one else in the family had been sick with similar symptoms at all, and he didn't eat anything unusual or different prior to the diarrhea with vomiting. Currently, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. The diarrhea and vomiting have resolved. No edema, no unusual rashes or lesions. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. His losartan was switched to lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. About 9 months ago, he started Mounjaro, M-O-N-J-A-R-O injections, once a week, and that has helped significantly with weight loss. I also want to highlight chlorothalidone, 25 milligram daily. Potassium chloride is 20 mil equivalent daily, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, his weight is 187 pounds, and he's been stable at that weight for about 9 months, he reports. That is a significant weight loss from his previous visit, about 63 pounds, but it's a welcome loss, according to the patient. Pulse is 60, and blood pressure is 123 over 80. His neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Normal bowel sounds. No enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, there's no edema. In labs, the most recent lab studies were done September 22nd of 2023. As previously stated, creatinine was improved, still not quite to baseline. After the nephrectomy, baseline has been 1.0 and 1.1. So most recently, the creatinine is 1.45. Estimated GFR is 53. Sodium, 138. Potassium was low after the administration of the IV fluids at 3.3. Carbon dioxide, normal at 27. His albumin was 5. Calcium was 9.8. He did have an elevated white count on the 20th of this month at 15.7 with elevated neutrophils and immature granulocytes. Also, hemoglobin was 17.7 with normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with recent insult to kidney function, secondary to severe dehydration from diarrhea and vomiting for 4 days. 2, diabetic nephropathy with microscopic albuminuria that is stable. 3, status post right nephrectomy, secondary to right renal carcinoma. We do want him to continue to have lab studies every 3 months, but we have asked him to have labs checked in October again to be sure that the lab studies are closer to baseline. He should follow a low-salt diabetic diet. He'll avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, labs, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.